A very pleasant good morning to you, everyone. These devotions are being brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. My name is Reverend Father Berkeley B.J. Smith, and I am the Associate Priest at Holy Cross Anglican Church in Highbury Park, here in Nassau. Our colic for today. And today we celebrate the feast of St. Matthew. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the witness of your apostle and evangelist Matthew to the gospel of your Son, our Savior. And we pray that after his example, we may with ready wills and hearts obey the calling of our Lord to follow him. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. As we celebrate today the Feast of St. Matthew, our reading is from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 9, verses 9 through 12. When Jesus was leaving that place, he saw a man sitting in a tax office. The man's name was Matthew. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." So Matthew got up and followed him. Later, Jesus was having a dinner at Matthew's house. Many tax collectors and sinners came to eat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard that, he said, "Healthy people do not need a doctor. Those who are sick do. Learn what this means. I want mercy, not sacrifice. I have come to call sinners, not people who think they have God's approval." This is the gospel of Christ. As we celebrate the feast of St. Matthew, we thank God for those who have gotten up right away and followed our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today, we pray for Reverend Canon Basil Tynes and the people of St. Matthew's Church here in Nassau. By way of background, we may want to know that Matthew was a young man when Jesus called him. He was a Jew by birth and a tax collector by raising and practice. He forsook all to follow Christ. One of his many compensations in this regard was that he became one of the 12 apostles. Another was that he was chosen as the writer of what we know as the first gospel, St. Matthew's, although we know that indeed Mark was really the first gospel. It is generally believed that Matthew was the same as Levi. Where Matthew is concerned, and with respect to his answering the call to follow Jesus, one commentator wrote as follows: "We must note what Matthew lost and what Matthew found. Matthew lost a comfortable job, but found a destiny. He lost a good income, but found honor. He lost a comfortable and good way of life, but found adventure, the like of which he had never dreamed." It may be that if we accept the challenge of Christ, we shall find ourselves poor in material things. It may be that the worldly ambitions will have to go. But beyond doubt, we will find a peace and a joy and a thrill in life that we never knew. I would like to reflect on the fact that there is some Matthew in all of us. The question is, in that regard, did we get up immediately and follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? He called all of us. And as he called us, were we willing to get up and follow him as Matthew did? But further to the background on Matthew, we may want to know that in this gospel, Matthew sets out to show that Jesus is the long-expected Messiah of Israel, the only claimant to the throne of David. Further, we may want to know that the book of Matthew does not profess to be a complete narrative of the life of Christ, but very importantly, from a historical point of view, it links Christ to the lineage of David. Matthew begins with the genealogy and early years of Christ, and then moves to his public ministry when he was about 30 years old. Friends in Christ, guided by the Holy Spirit, Matthew selected those aspects of the Savior's life and ministry which attest to him as God's anointed one. The Gospel of Matthew then moves forward to a climax, noting the trial, death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In that climax is laid the foundation for man's salvation. We thank God for the ministry of Matthew, and we thank God for the ministry of all persons who got up and followed our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Friends in Christ, there is indeed some Matthew in all of us. Matthew had a feast at his house for those with whom he worked. And of course, Jesus went along as he was invited. And there are times when we as Christians, there are times when we as leaders in the church, when we come together, and although we come together to have a meal, we must always remember that God is in the midst. But further to our celebrating the life and witness of Matthew, let us focus on some words, firstly from St. Matthew himself regarding his call. He recorded at Matthew 9 and verse 9 as follows. Jesus left that place, and as he walked along, he saw a tax collector named Matthew sitting in his office. He said to him, "Follow me." Matthew got up and followed him. The point is, all of us have had that call. At some point in time in our lives, we have had the call to get up and follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But be that as it may, the reality is some of us did not. On the other hand, where Matthew is concerned, Mark wrote as follows in chapter 2 and verse 13. Mark wrote, and I quote, "Jesus went out again beside the sea, and the whole crowd gathered around him, and he taught them. As he was walking along, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax booth. He said to him, 'Follow me,' and he got up and followed him." Our meditation and concentration must be on the fact that we are constantly hearing God's call, and he's constantly saying, "Follow me." And as he intends to follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we must follow him to be engaged in various ministries in the church, and very importantly, the ministry of serving the sick and the shut-ins. And so, as we meditate on the call of Matthew, let us think seriously about the fact that Jesus is constantly calling. And as he is calling, we must be obedient. And like Matthew, we must get up and work for him. In his name we pray, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for listening to this devotion. It would be very good if you were to pass it on, that persons would be blessed. In Christ's name, amen.